since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration still weighing options in response to the drone attack that killed those three American service members in Jordan.
U.S. forces in the region have come under attack at least 165 times since the start of Israel's war against Hamas. The U.S. military has responded with airstrikes against Iranian-backed militants in Iraq and Yemen. As for striking inside Iran, a senior U.S. official says Biden has deep misgivings, fearing the conflict could further escalate.
That's ABC's M. Nguyen. Details of the attack coming to light, including that U.S. forces may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. drone, which is why it got through security systems. The Homeland Security Secretary expecting a House committee will vote on articles of impeachment against him today. House Republicans say Alejandro Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the southern border. Illinois, the latest state to consider whether to keep Donald Trump on the primary ballot after a recommendation that he be removed. This is ABC News. The final gold medal of the 2022 Winter Olympics now being announced. The International Skating Union confirming the U.S. will get team gold in the skating competition. An international sporting court just officially disqualifying a Russian figure skating for doping, dropping the Russian team out of first place. Brace yourself for some pain in the pump.
Gas prices have been relatively stable now for weeks, down a few pennies and up a few and then down again. But analysts say drivers are about to get a shock as refineries start switching to more expensive summer blends of gas and demand rises going towards summer. Prices between mid-next month to May could go up 85 cents a gallon. And any conflict in the Mideast could make that even worse.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. No surprise to anybody who drives around New York City, but a new study says Big Apple has the worst traffic in the country. GPS company TomTom says it takes an average of nearly 25 minutes to go 6 miles in New York. Number two on the list, Washington, D.C. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Marathon County health officials have identified an outbreak of whooping cough in the Athens area. Tom Schumacher has more.
Signs of whooping cough can develop 7 to 10 days after exposure and include cold-like symptoms, including a mild cough that progresses into coughing fits that can last for several months. The illness can cause the most harm to babies and pregnant women, and anyone with symptoms should contact their doctor to see if treatment is needed.
A Waukesha County judge will rule whether or not Morgan Geiser will be released from state custody. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were convicted in the 2014 stabbing of a classmate when they were 12 years old, trying to please the fictional character Slenderman. The now 21-year-old has petitioned for release from Winnebago Mental Health Institute. And Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating a task force to address challenges in healthcare workforce. Evers says there is concerning projections when it comes to healthcare positions in the state. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus 2 batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now is the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock. And we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few flurries, maybe a little freezing drizzle this morning, then mostly cloudy all day today. We'll get to around 41 for a high with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and warm with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up, I ain't here for a long time. shine the hell with the red wine. Pour me some moonshine. They'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again, it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short. Sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
She thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me, America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. And the men who could not that didn't seem right, you let them come home, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me, America. And no matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, 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 America. It's home sweet home, America, America.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Waylon Jennings and America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Rod Bain in our newsmaker segment, talking about a new pilot program for the remote grading of beef. We'll have more with Rod here coming up this hour as well. Later on tonight, we'll have boys high school basketball, Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound. The Advent Health Panther preview will be at 7, tip-off at 7:15. A reminder that we are traveling to the Corn Soy Expo for Thursday and Friday, which means then that we'll have the game tonight, but no game on Thursday. Thursday. No game on Thursday, at least for us, for our broadcast, because we'll be down at Corn Soy Expo. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Where are we with milk price reform? Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. And from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Dr. Charles Nicholson, Associate Professor of the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, updates us on the milk price reform hearings and just what's at stake.
Nearly all of the issues that are being discussed really relate to changes in the formulas that we use to price milk. 470 different exhibits that have been put forth as evidence to USDA as a part of this process so far. All of this information is really publicly available and transparent online. There's a website set up for this entire hearing process. And a lot of this really has to do with something that we call the make allowances. And these are essentially a way that we account for the costs of transforming farm milk into dairy products. We actually have seen some pretty considerable increases in what it costs to take farm milk and turn it into dairy products. And we haven't really done any changes to the way these formulas work based on what it costs for more than 15 years. And we haven't made any other major changes to federal milk marketing orders since about 2000. So some of the symptoms that we've seen were the erosion of over-order premiums, the kind of premiums that would show up as market premiums, say, on a milk check. And we've seen a lot more depooling taking place where cheesemakers say, I don't really want to play as a part of the federal order pool and share in the dollars that are being generated that way. A second thing that this opened up was other people said, well, there's lots of other changes I'd like to make to those milk pricing formulas if we're going to talk about make allowances. That's opened the door for other people to talk about other things that they would like to change about those pricing formulas. One of the symptoms that people are hoping to address is something that's been a contentious issue, which is negative PPDs. And so there's a combined effort to sort of think about an issue that's being mostly driven by the processing side of the industry. And that can include co-ops too, by the way. That is, our costs of processing have increased a lot over time, and those things we call the make allowances aren't really covering what they should anymore. So there's a lot of moving pieces that are being discussed as part of this. But the core driving factor has really been these increases in processing costs and the concerns that dairy processors and co-ops had about the increased costs not being covered by our current pricing formulas. What do I think USDA is going to do? I actually think that they will make some changes to those make allowances. Again, I don't know the extent to which they will consider that. There's been evidence presented about the cost increases, but I do think they will probably make some of those increases in make allowances, which again has in the short term the effect of reducing those classified prices, not just class three, but the others as well. And I do think they'll also make some adjustments to those class one differentials. They'll probably increase them. I think they will actually probably also increase the minimum from $1.60 to something that's not $2.20, but might be $1.80. I don't think they'll take it to zero. So the things that I think USDA will do are likely to kind of have the sorts of impacts with the prices going up and down, but probably to a lesser extent. That is kind of what my best projection would be, listening to the evidence and knowing a little bit about how USDA has been thinking about these things in the past. So how does this process go from here? They wrap up the hearing by the 2nd of February. Then there's some certain things they have to do. They got to release a transcript that says, here's all the stuff we heard. They have to allow people to make corrections if there was some mistake. Then they have a chance for people to say, hey, I want to give you some more information. We call it filing a post-hearing brief. They have up to 60 days to do that. In the meantime, they're reviewing all this evidence. And then once they decide something, it's got to go to Secretary Vilsack's office to sort of think about the bigger picture issues, maybe the politics of this stuff. And then by 90 days after people get to submit some additional stuff, they've got to come out with a recommended decision. And the industry gets to have some comments about things and say, no, 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 you should do some stuff differently. Or I like what you're doing, you should do it even more. So where we are right now in the process is still hearing evidence, but we have a ways to go until we know what we're actually dealing with, what the animal looks like at the end of the day.
That's Dr. Charles Nicholson from UW-Madison. Comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free just by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Bree's car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Bree's car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Bree's. La 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 la.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It may be my family's redneck nature of it all bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. With a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it.
Reason later.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Verdant Gosden and I Can Tell By The Way You Dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, 40 in downtown Durand, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, February milk up 14 to 16.60, March up 12 to 17.18, April steady at 17.39, May milk up 13 to 17.75. Cheese markets were higher yesterday, barrels up 8 to 155, 40-pound blocks up 7.25 to 161, 6 trade a barrel and 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 2.80 and a quarter, 2 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 122.5, 5 trades. Dry whey up 3/4 to 45, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets, they could open mostly mixed today. Now, while we do see some lower grain markets once again this morning, the sell-off late in the session yesterday could lead to an additional sell-off yesterday as cattle were higher for most of the session, but then late in the session, overbought conditions led to the big sell-off. February live cattle opens today at 177.37, April at 181.22, June at 178.47, March feeder cattle open at 238.62, April at 244.60, May at 250.05. February hogs open at 75.27, April 83.42, May at 88.05. Grain markets are lower this morning as the corn is retesting some of their contract lows. Soybeans also following suit against some wet weather potential in dry areas of South America, also pressuring prices. Soybeans have also broken through support levels, and that has led to some additional selling this morning. Wheat markets also continue to move mostly lower as well. No big weather events to adversely affect the wheat crop, and that is helping to pressure the markets. Also, some of those outside markets, like strength in the dollar, continues to pressure U.S. wheat. March corn down 3 to 437 and a quarter. May down 2 and a quarter to 448 and a quarter. July down 2 to 457 and a quarter. New crop down 2 and a quarter to 472 and a quarter. March beans down 3 quarters to 1193 and a half. May down 1 to 1204. July down 1 and a quarter to 1214. New crop down 1 to 1179 and a quarter. March soybean meal up $1.20 to 355.50. But March soybean oil down 43 cents to 45.12. Chicago wheat, March down 8 and a quarter to 585 and a quarter. May and July both down 8. May at 595 and three quarters, July 601 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, March down 2 and three quarters to 690 and a half, while May down 2 and a half to 695 and a half. Energy markets this morning, March crude oil down 15 cents to 76.63. April down 16 cents to 76.51. February gas down 4 cents to 219. March down 3 cents to 223. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future. Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 370, February 373, March 376, new crop 420. Cash beans 1099, February 1104, March 1109, new crop 1095. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 395 and a quarter, February 398 and a quarter, March 402 and a quarter, and new crop at 419 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 407, February 405, March 402, new crop 414. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and February corn 382, March 385, new crop 419, cash beans 1114, February 1117, March 1120, new crop 1105. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 419, cash beans 1109, new crop 1095. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 415, April 422, May 426, new crop 424, cash beans 1145, April 1175, May 1177, new crop 1125. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 380, new crop 419, cash beans 1116, new crop 1105. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 148 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 121 to 157, market cows 70 to 107, bulls 95 to 121, calves 170 to 740, beef steers 185 to 260, Holstein steers 109 to 255. Sheep markets at Equity, market lambs 232 and down, light lambs 235 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 127 and down. Goat markets, does 190 and down, bucks 245 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board. Don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing. Cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to your heart? On my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by. All I can hear is your song haunting me. I can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this.
again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believe they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikens. USDA recently announced a pilot program that's designed to grade beef cuts and carcasses remotely. Rod Bain has more.
It is a familiar symbol to consumers at the meat counter of grocery stores and retail centers.
USDA grade marks are used to communicate quality of products. In this particular case, we're talking about beef. You go to the grocery store, you see USDA Prime, USDA Choice. That is an indicator of what sort of eating experience that you should expect from that product. That nomenclature is used broadly, not just domestically, but overseas to communicate that up and down the value chain.
Yet as Jennifer Porter of USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service points out, what many customers may not realize is
this is a user fee service. So it is paid for by those facilities. Unlike federal inspection carried out by the Food Safety Inspection Service, grading is not required. So those graders that are there in those facilities, that service is paid for by the plant.
So larger packing plants and processing facilities have economies of scale working for them to utilize this grading service. For smaller sized operations, there are challenges to bringing a grader on board.
Because it's a user fee driven program, we also have to charge fees for smaller plants when they request grading service. In many cases, that's not on a regular 8 hour a day cadence. That's much more as the need arrives in an ad hoc manner. That is very often cost prohibitive for those operations.
That is where a new USDA pilot program comes in. Tested at about 20 packing facilities in 2023 as part of a feasibility study before piloting, grading is done remotely.
Once the plant is ready to actually do some grading, what they do is capture video and photos and transmit those to us. And a USDA grader has been evaluating them remotely.
Plants using remote grading pay only for the time spent by the USDA grader, several minutes, versus an 8 hour shift on site. This would in turn provide cost savings for participating packers while assuring quality for their products and opportunity to use the USDA grade on their meats as a value-added opportunity. Porter says AMS will study and monitor during the pilot program.
How does this look for facilities that maybe operate at different scale? Are the technical components relevant? Are there ways that we can improve the oversight component to make sure that the integrity of the grade mark is still intact? Because that remains a paramount focus for us.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
After a day of sunshine and record-breaking temperatures yesterday, clouds and cooler temperatures are on tap today in our ag weather forecast. That's on the backside of a surface low centered over the Great Lakes. Now, the cooler weather is very short-lived as record high temperatures in the 50s are almost certain for Wednesday. Then things begin to cool down back into the 40s through the weekend with low chances for precipitation. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Highs low 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy, lows near 30. Tomorrow sunshine and much warmer with highs in the low 50s and southwest winds at 5 to 15. For Wednesday night, clear, lows near 30. Thursday, sunshine, cooler, highs upper 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs low 40s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy, highs once again in the upper 40s.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They have a one-stop program for mental health support as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is everything okay with you? Things we can't control, such as economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, the pandemic, and limited access to health care, add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared towards farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for county and statewide mental health crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and how to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
Learn more about Farm State of Mind and how to find help for yourself or a loved one at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Right to my heart.
who can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. Drown out the